For the first time in 2 years, Israel is permitting all members of the Palestinian parliament to attend a meeting Tuesday to approve a new government. Israel says it will allow all 88 members of the Palestinian parliament to attend a session scheduled for Tuesday in the West Bank city of Ramallah. The parliament is set to approve the appointment of Prime Minister-designate Mahmoud Abbas and a new cabinet. The parliamentary session is important because President Bush has pledged that once the cabinet is installed, he will release a set of proposals for ending violence and establishing a Palestinian state by 2005. The plan has the support of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations. For the past 2 years, because of an Israeli ban, at least 7 lawmakers in Gaza have been prevented from entering the West Bank to attend parliamentary sessions. Israel imposed the ban because it said the lawmakers were tainted with terrorism. To show solidarity with their colleagues, the other lawmakers in Gaza also refused to attend the sessions because of the Israeli ban. Israel's decision to lift the ban was reported by Israeli media and confirmed Monday by the Deputy Speaker of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Ibrahim Abu Najjar. In a separate development, Israeli troops on Monday arrested 2 Palestinian militants in the West Bank city of Nablus. Israel says the 2 are responsible for a suicide bombing at a train station last week in which a security guard was killed. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.